Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta kick this thing off. Can I kick it off? One, two, three, four.
Another week. Welcome back to rehab. Before we get started in rehab, you already know the rules, and if you don't know the rules, don't worry about it. I'd be more than happy to tell you about the rules. Make sure you leave all your judgments, your egos, your biases, your all that nasty negative energy outside of the door of rehab, because here, this is your place to enjoy yourself and be calm and be relaxed just for 15 minutes. I'm not asking much from you. I mean, after this is all over, let me go back to your problems and your worries and all that extracurricular stuff that we're not worried about here in rehab. Oh, now, once you do that, come on in. Get comfortable, stand up, sit down, lay down, stretch your feet out, do whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable. You ask me, so how was my week? No. How was your week? Was your week okay? Was your day okay? Did everything go well? Well, you know, this is life, so everything might not have gone the way you planned it to go. But that's okay. This is why we have rehab every week. Every Tuesday at 11, you can have your rehab. Okay. Now I can answer your question. Your question is, how was I doing? How am I doing? Well, I'm okay. The week went pretty fine. The day went okay. I was pretty tired yesterday, though. I woke up yesterday, one of those days where I was like, do I feel like going into work? Do I feel like acting like I'm sick and just rolling over in the bed and sleeping all day? It was one of those mornings on Monday morning, but then I thought to myself, man, I did wake up in a comfortable bed, and I do have a job to go to, and I do have a car to drive. What is there to really complain about when I think about it? So it's just interesting how the little things in life keep you going. And that's how I got up out the bed on Monday morning. I stopped complaining about how tired I was and how I didn't feel like doing something when I realized the little things are what keeps me going from day to day. Now, you could easily argue with me and say, I mean, having a bed and a car and clothes and these things are just, they come with life. And I can argue back and say, no, they don't. And I can also argue with you and tell you that it's not just a little thing to have these things. It's a pretty big thing. Now, from week to week, I like to give a question of the week. The first week was, what would you do if money wasn't an option and you had all the money and all the opportunity in the world? What's your passion? What would you do if money wasn't the issue? What would your passion be? That was the first week. Last week, it was, what's stopping you? What's your fear? What are you afraid of? What's stopping you from completing your passion or completing your goals? And this week, because it's always going to be a question of the week, it's what's the little things that make your day? What's the little things that put a smile on your face? I just told you a little bit of how I did it on Monday. I can go down a very large list of little things that keep me going from day to day. Because, you know, we all human beings. We got problems and issues and people and circumstances and money. Oh, money. Oh, money, money, money. Don't get me started on that. So with those things being in the way, you have to find other ways. Well, I have to find other ways in order to continue on with this thing we call life. So what are your little things? What puts a smile on your face? And so, around this time in the show, I'd like to give you time to think. Have some peace, because it's really not about me. Just think of me as your physical therapist for your mind. So instead of being helping you physically, I'm trying to help you mentally just rehab and get some peace. So just think about the little things. I'll be back.
Before you educate the head, try to educate the heart.
First now. This is the first in the show. Actual call. So let's take the call. See if I know what I'm doing here. Definitely don't. You know what I'm saying? Screening calls. Oh, look at me. Trying to take a call here. I tell you. Working this thing. Welcome to
Hello?
Rehab. Yes, how you doing?
Hi, oh my gosh, I'm so psyched. Am I live on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. And I just wanted to say I love Rehab. I'm like your biggest fan. But I do want to answer your questions because I know you have a question of the week. So I wanted to start from the first question, which was, if money was an object, what would I be doing? And I would just be an author. So your second question was, what is stopping me? And what is stopping me would be my financial obligations, because I need to bring in these coins. And being an author, you kind of struggle through it. And some people write and never really pop, so I can't risk that at this moment. And your third question, what little things make me smile? I love nature. I love the great outdoors, and I love to be around positive people. So I don't want to take up too much of your show. I just wanted to call in and say, you know, on behalf of the people, that we enjoy what you're doing, and thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate you taking the time.
All right. Peace out.
Well, yeah, that was the first rehab. That was a wonderful thing. That's what I want more of. I want people to call and just speak and say what's on their mind. And she wanted to say what's on her mind. I didn't have to ask her what her name was because, you know, that's up to her to let me know. It's just about your time. And we don't have to get personal. You just speak what's on your mind and speak from the heart and go from there. So we were just before I had got my first call. That was a beautiful thing. Hopefully that happens all the time. But before that, before I was having a music break, I was just saying that we're talking about the little things. And another example the fight was last week. And if you don't know what I mean by fight, I was talking about the Mayweather-McGregor fight. It's not even about the fight. It's the fact that my significant other decided to tell me, oh, I'm ordering a fight with a friend if you don't feel like going out. Now, she knew I had plans, and maybe she ordered a fight in hopes to stop me from going out with my friends. But it was the fact that she had thought of me to spend quality time with her to watch the fight. That made my day. That put a smile on my face. And that's what I mean about little things. You say, oh, money. Money is my little thing. And I had to come back at you and say, I'm sorry, money can't be a little thing, because money is never a thing that can stop. And what I mean by that is money is always going to be an issue. You can never have enough money. The lottery was $400 million or something crazy like that. Those ladies think that they won and their problems are over with now. Their problems are now beginning right then with making that money. So I can see when people say money can be a little thing. But no, when I say little things, I say like what my significant other thought about me and ordering the fight and saving me money from going out. Whether it was for me or for her, that's beside the point. You know, it could be music that you hear from day to day. Or it could be going outside and just like the caller said, nature, just seeing nature. I love nature as well. You'll catch me outside looking into the sky and thinking about nothing. You know, that's puts a smile on my face. It could be something you do for someone else or something someone else does for you. It could be your significant other bringing you breakfast in bed. It could be helping someone out with their day, or helping at a homeless shelter, or helping at your church, or someone just texting you good morning, or someone just telling you that, you know what, I see what you did there. That could be a little thing. These are things that we kind of take for granted sometimes. You know, you shouldn't take things for granted. I think, not to get sidetracked, I think we take, like when I said earlier about getting up and having a bed to lay in, that is taken for granted. If someone said to me, well, you know, I don't have anything, little thing to be excited about. It's all about money, like I said. Well, if you can hear me right now, that is something in itself, being able to hear, being able to walk, being able to talk. All these little things that we take for granted in life that we should be more excited about. So that's all I mean by the little things, the things that money can buy, but usually it comes in a form of a favor or a form of just something that you can't control nature. You know, if it's a beautiful sunny day, you have no control over it. That little thing can put a smile on your face. If someone decides to text you, then that could put if you just decide to text someone else. I mean, these things are the little things in life that you have to figure out that put on a smile on your face so you can continue on with your day and continue on with this thing we call life. Because always remember, no matter how big or small, it's the way you think about it. It could be the sun setting, or it could be the stars shining bright. Or maybe you're just glad you slept 8 hours a night. Whatever puts a smile on your face or puts you in that right place. Maybe it's the iron pair of pants with no crease. I'm for anything that will bring you peace.
Before you educate the head, try to educate the heart.